Welcome to tonight's call, day 22 of our 22 days together. We're happy that you decided to take time to join us. We are, of course, happy to be here, happy to be of service, to do what we can to challenge you, to step into your power as a divine being. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but full. Notice where there may be tension in your body and decide that during our time together today, it's okay to let it go. Some will leave right away as soon as you put attention on it, so we want you to scan your body. Some will not leave right away and let this be okay. Also decide that during our time together today, at some point, you're willing to let go of the energies of other people. Please realize that you can never use the energies of other people to define who you are. But if you carry them with you, part of you will try to use them to define who you are. Their opinions, their needs, their fears, their unprocessed stuff, their dreams. This has nothing to do with you, even if you are connected to them and there is a lot of love between you. This energy is not yours. Now, please decide that you are willing to surrender to the best version of you that you can be. The kindest, the clearest, the most grounded. Decide that you are willing to surrender to who you really are as an energetic being, learning how to make choices based in fear to move into based in love and faith. Decide that you are willing to surrender to the best version of you that you can be. But sometimes it will be challenging to do this. Each one of you will have to let go of old ideas of who you were going to be and current conceptions of who you are. And let this be okay. Decide you're willing to be challenged in order to be more of who you are. Now please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth, and on your inhales, breathe fully the energy of the earth up into your body. Let this energy slow you down. Thank the earth for always being available to you to ground in this way. And as we mentioned on many of these sessions together, we want you to do this on a daily basis. And so we reiterate that now. We want it to become second nature so that one day comes, something happens in your environment that you would have reacted to before, and you casually observe it instead of reacting. Even to the point where an extremely loud noise will not make you gasp or jump. Just imagine that. Everyone else around you goes, and you observe it calmly. This is what we want for you. To be in your body, to be in your heart, to be in your mind, and have all parts of you working in concert. For the duration of our time together, unless otherwise instructed, please continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Once again, thank the earth for always being available to you, 24/7, to ground in this way. Call your own guidance team in, please, even if you don't know who they are, or perhaps haven't worked with them directly. Let them know that you are open to receiving their support, their wisdom, and their guidance. Let them know that you know, you are the divine being in this situation, that they are not gods, but that you are willing to be humble enough to take some instruction about how to do things in the best possible way, even if those instructions sometimes go against the logic of your mind. Thank them in advance for all they do. Now, if you'd like to receive energy work tonight, please make two decisions. The first one is to allow yourself to be affected positively by the vibration of the channel's voice as he channels us for you. And the other is to relax and open to receive energy work from Metatron, Jehudi, and Tom working together. Say yes, please, in your mind, if you give us permission. For those of you who have given permission, in about 10, 15 seconds, we will start putting energy in your space, beginning with the root and moving around. Okay, we're going to begin now. Imagine your root chakra spinning slowly, slowly and gently. Don't worry about which direction, just imagine it spinning, activating. Think about a circumstance that has happened lately where you knew, without doubt, that life or some unseen force is on your side. An answered question, an opportunity that helped you, a synchronistic encounter that answered a question and helped you. Realize that this is proof that you are supported. Thank the people involved. Thank your guides. Thank life. Thank yourself as divine creator consciousness for being open enough to receive it. But decide that you are, in fact, supported. You have your guides, your body, the feedback of your body about how your choices are going. You have the earth itself, your guides, you have us, you have the channel, you have other people. Decide that in this moment everything's fine and that you are safe. During this brief time together today, we're going to work on the root chakra to the point that it reverberates through the rest of your field. So you may feel certain things activated in other parts of your body, but we're going to focus on this root from our perspective. There will be some ripples, some reverberations throughout your field. Continuing to breathe the energy of the earth into your body, be aware of how that moves through your body. Trace it over several breaths to make sure it reaches all part of your body. Please decide that you are willing to find out that life is always supportive. Decide that you are willing to see every challenging thing in your life as manifested by your vibration. This is the universe communicating with you. Your soul says from behind the scenes, I need to learn how to go from fear-based choices into love-based choices. Let me vibrate some fear and see what comes to me to give me the opportunity to choose a love or faith-based motivation and behavior. Meanwhile, your personality is writhing. So decide that you are willing to see everything challenging that is in your life, everything that has been in your life in the past, everything that may come to you that's challenging. Decide you are willing to see this as helpful to you, and express gratitude to life, the universe, and others, and your guides, and other humans, for bringing you what you need to see to step further along the path of going from making fear-based choices into love-based choices. Decide that you are willing to see all other persons, all other individuals, as divine messengers, especially the ones you don't like being around, especially the ones that make you want to tear your hair out, especially them. Realize that you are part of a fabric of conscious creation. Consciousness creating, as well as a conscious creation. This place in which you live reflects a vast web of portions of divine consciousness interacting with each other. The souls are very intentional, the humans tend not to be. Decide that every relationship in your life, past and present, serves your learning journey as a divine being. And decide that all the good and all the bad actually proves that you are in fact supported, because you're a divine being learning, and you need other people and situations to teach you. Put your attention, please, back on the cords into the earth. Breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Let it trace it all the way up through your body to the top of your head and to your fingertips. Decide now that the energies of other people that you may have picked up lately or recently or in the past related to what we were talking about, some things may be stirred from the distant past. Decide that you cannot possibly use the energies of other people to tell you who you are now or ever. Decide you are willing to be free of them. Send them down through the cords into the earth on your exhales, and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Now decide that it's stress and tension from your own experience, the same thing. Gather it in the center of your field, you can't use it, send it down through the cords into the earth on several exhales. Thank the earth for receiving it. Thank you. Now decide that you are willing to live in harmony with the earth. Decide you're willing to figure out what that means for you. We recommend always being grounded. This helps. Developing an intentional energetic consciousness relationship with the planet in this way, the being that is the planet, with the physical earth as well. And now decide that you're willing to live in harmony with your body, realizing that your body is always telling you how things are going. Decide you're willing to listen. Keep breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body. Decide that you are willing to acknowledge that there is a purpose for you to be alive. Realize that as a portion of soul living a human life, every human life is important. There is a purpose to each one. From the soul's perspective, it includes to learn to go from fear-based choices and experiences into love-based choices. But it also includes being a reflector for others, realizing that the people that drive you crazy, you are also teaching them something while they are teaching you, and the people you drive crazy are learning from you as you are learning from them. No soul is embodied without love for all other souls, and to be willing to be a mirror and reflector, roadblock, brick wall, hurdle, these kinds of things, sand trap, these kinds of things. We all do this for each other when human. Imagine again your root chakra spinning. Decide once more that in this moment everything is fine and you are safe. Decide, please, that you are willing to make peace with what is in your life that challenges you. Decide that you are willing to take what challenges you in your life as a vehicle to learn to go from fear-based choices into love and faith-based choices. Viewing yourself as a divine being learning something, viewing others as divine beings learning things as well. It is always mutual. When you can get to the point that you can view yourself and others with compassion, both are important. You can't just view others with compassion and then berate yourself, or vice versa. When you get to the place where you can do that, you celebrate the divine play that is every interaction you have with others. Every choice you make, part of the divine drama, the divine play. And it can bring you joy. Now please decide that all debris that may have come up surrounding these issues, decide you can be free of them, send them down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving it. As you breathe in for the next few breaths, bring that energy up to your root chakra as your root chakra is spinning, and fill this lower part of your body with the energy of the earth, knowing that you are safe and supported, knowing that you are not alone, knowing that everything that's in your life is there for a reason, knowing that you are welcome here, that you as a divine being are an important part of the fabric of life, an important part of the creative process that all that is, or divine consciousness, goes through in order to learn to go from fear-based choices to love-based choices. You have your own path, and you are fulfilling many roles for others on their own paths. Realize that all you experience and all that others experience is, from the soul's perspectives, perfect. And you vastly, immensely, markedly, in very real ways, improve things. When you look at what you are resisting in your life, what you're afraid of, what you hate, what angers you, what hurts you, and you learn to take that feeling and get to a place where you can appreciate that this thing is pushing you or pulling you or dragging you into a future where you've learned something important about going from fear into love. This brings us to the end of our time together today, the last of our 22 days together. Anything that the channel may have loaned to you, he's going to give back to you, call back from you. Anything he may have borrowed from you, he's going to give back to you. Please echo that from your own perspective. Thank you for your time and energy. Thank you for joining us. If you are on the calls, you can get the whole set of 22 MP3s. Contact the channel to do that. To use these as a daily practice. To connect with us, this level of consciousness. To decide all of these wonderful things. To move energies out that don't work. To fill yourself with the energy of the earth and make positive, proactive decisions. We will speak with you again soon. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.